It's been a rough summer. A lot of very trying, challenging, tragic events took place. And one right here in this community just this week. It's always difficult to try to deal with such challenging events, such tragic events, loss of life of wonderful people in the prime of their lives. And some people find that the only way to cope with that is to pretend it's not happening. You know, close your eyes and your ears and your mind and your heart and just forget that, you know. It's very hard to do that because to do that once, but again, and again, and again, it's not so simple. And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't really accomplish anything for anybody, because not only do we remember inside subconsciously, even if we try to forget it consciously, but eventually it pops back into our minds and it adds to a mound of confusion that we have in this world. And we all know, it's almost trite to say, that we can't in any way pretend or even think for a moment that we can understand the ways of Hashem. That means that we can't ever really know why something takes place. But we do know the general rules, the general principles, the general ways that Hashem conducts the world. And that's something that we have to keep in mind if we wish to cope with the difficulties and challenges and tragedies that take place in the world. And it all begins in the beginning, that Hashem created the world for what purpose? Certainly didn't need this world. By definition, Hashem, the Creator, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the All-Everything, didn't need anything, wasn't lacking anything. He, in His essence, that's it. That's all there is. That's all there needs to be. That's all that He needs. He needs nothing. But He created the world, Chazal tell us, to do chesed. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Olam chesed yibone. All, everything, the whole creation, is all about, because Hashem, His essence, what He is about hatova, being meitiv, doing good, doing chesed, having expressions of these positive, good feelings. And through His actions are the way, the only way, that we come to comprehend a little bit what He's all about. He created the world only for chesed. Chazal also tell us that kol mad de'ovid rachmona letavovid. Everything Hashem does is all for the good. Well, that should follow from the fact that He created the world for chesed. Because if the whole purpose of everything is chesed, is to do chesed, is to do kindness, so then everything that's done should be part of that global purpose, that purpose of creation, which is to do good. However, the good, very often, is hidden from us. We don't see it. We can't see it. We can't sometimes even imagine it, because it seems so harsh. It is so painful. We have trouble seeing the good in what Hashem does. And one of the most critical ingredients in coping with the difficulties of this world, and of at least imagining that there could be good behind what apparently seems to be so terribly bad, requires a concept which is very, very critical to putting life in perspective. Rabbi Akiva lost a son, Rabbi Shimon. Shimon was also a great Tana, a great Talmud Chochem. And to the Levaya in Tveria, the Gemara says in Smochis, that 10,000 people, I think, came. That was a huge, huge number in those days. 10,000 people came to Tveria to give kovet to Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva got up and he offered a hesped. And he said, your coming here has given me nechoma, has made it easier for me to cope with this loss. I find consolation in your coming. And then he says some strange words. He says, even had I buried 7 sons, not one, I would have found consolation in your coming. And don't think it's easy to bury 7 sons. What kind of talk? He says, but your coming here has made it clear to me that my son is a Ben Olam Haba, that he has a chelik in the eternal world, where the neshama goes beyond its sojourn, beyond its stay in this world. And that, to me, is the greatest and the only nechama. And it seems that Rebbe Akiva was found it difficult to say how he finds nechama. How could you find nechama? How could you find consolation? How you could be consoled at such a tragic loss? But he says, the power of what I realize, because you're here, is so powerful that even had the loss been so much more tragic, 7 sons. And then he puts in, he says, don't think it's easy to bury 7 sons, meaning that really it doesn't make sense to be able to find nechama. In this world, how could we be consoled? How? The loss is there. And even if I know that the loss is all good and there's all a purpose and everything is chesed, but the pain is so painful. The only way is when I realize that this world is just the beginning of an eternity that goes on forever. The neshama that lives within us, the neshama that within us connects in this relationship with Hashem, that lives on forever. That relationship with Hashem is eternal. It's the only eternal relationship that anyone could ever have. And when I know, because you came here, either because you caused it by coming here, or because you're coming here as a siman, that's not clear, but now I know my son, it has a significant place in the eternal world, that's the only thing that can console me. Almost like Lahavdil, let's take it first, an easier example. The wife of Rabbi Aryeh Levin was a famous tzaddik in Yerushalayim. His wife was a great person, a great tzaddikis. And they lost three children. They lost one child. So people came to be Menachem Avil, and she was in the middle of davening. And she overheard them talking in Russian, I think. They didn't know that she understood that something must be wrong with her. She's davening as if it was just a regular day, like as if nothing had happened. When she finished, she told them, she says, no, there's nothing wrong with me. She says, I feel as if I sent my son away to study with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah with the little children. And this idea that I sent my son off to college. There were days when people used to go off to college, to university. They didn't have telephones. They had to communicate by snail mail. It took weeks sometimes to get a, if you went overseas, it took weeks to get a letter. what's my kid doing? What's going on? What's it not like today? And yet, I sent my son off, I sent my child off to learn. And that was the perspective that she had. And that was the perspective that Rabbi Akiva had, that this world is just the beginning of an eternal world that goes on forever. And that has to make things not necessarily easier. For some people, it makes it easier. But it gives us a little bit of a sense of perspective as to what's going on. I went to visit last night to be Menachem Oval by a family that just tragically lost a very young child. And the conversation was about the fact that sometimes Hashem sends a neshama back into this world to fulfill its unfulfilled mission. And this parent was privileged to have this holy neshama. Who knows who it could have been from, maybe the great of the greats, and to nurture that neshama for a number of years. Was only supposed to be here for a few years because that was his mission, and he fulfilled that mission. Now, these things don't really make it easier for a parent in the short run, but they give a sense of perspective, and we need that sense of perspective. And when you think about it, if this life is only about living in this world, and after you finish your 70, 80, 90, 100, 120, or even 180 years, you're buried in the ground and it's all over. Wow, seems like such an empty experience. Seems like such a waste. Well, we can accomplish a lot, but it's so fast. I had a young man in my house last week. He was about 23 years old, and he's concerned about a shidduch. He's not married, and he's young. I don't know why he's so concerned, but he's nervous. And he says, I'll be a 60-year-old man, and I still won't be married. And I said to him, I said, you know, in a split second, you just jumped from 23 to 60. He went. He was 23. All of a sudden, he thinks he's a 60-year-old man. And then I looked at myself, and I said, you know something? It goes by at that speed. It does. I was just 23 years old, and look at me now. You know, like, this is, life goes by so fast. Not when somebody's talking. That seems to take forever. But other than that, life goes by so fast. And when we know that there's an eternity out there, and what we do in this world is part of that continuum. And in this world, as Chazal say, Hayoyim la'asoysom, u'mocho l'kabel schorom. We're in this world to perform, to earn that which Hashem wants to give us, the chesed that He wants to give us. And that chesed He gives us in this world, and that chesed continues on forever. And I think that certainly we have to have it good in this world. And I always advocate that when we talk to people about the benefits of a life of Torah and mitzvahs, we have to explain the benefits of this world. The next world seems too far away. I'll never forget when I was a young kid, my grandmother was burnt by an exploding pressure cooker. Pressure cooker exploded in her kitchen, and she lay in bed for months, and terrible burns and terrible pain. And I remember hearing as a kid, "Oy, in jene Welt it sei na sehr glücklich." In the next world, it's going to be such a happy place. And I remember as a kid, I said, "I don't want to wait for the next world. I want to have it in this world." Next world is far away, or at least I thought it was far away. Now I see it's not as far away as I thought, but it seems so far away. That's true. We have to have, and we have to know, and we do know, that in this world we can have the happiest life. When we do what's expected of us, when we do and fulfill the purpose for which Hashem put us in this world, we can be truly happy in life. I can feel good about myself. because I know and I'm fulfilling my true purpose. But ultimately, to cope with the challenges and the difficulties and the frustrations of this world, we also have to know that this world is just the beginning. It's the beginning of an eternity. And recognizing that there is that eternity makes it easier to go through this world. It gives us a sense of context. It gives us a sense of something at the end looking forward to, not just some abrupt ending which just ends it all and that's it. It also gives us strength in times of challenge and difficulty. We're now in the month of Elul. Just the name of the month itself, we're told, represents the Rosh Tevus of the Posuk and Shir HaShirim, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, Ani, Ledodi, Vedodi, Li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. As we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the very first lesson that we have to learn is that there's a loving relationship between Hashem and each and every one of us. And even if sometimes we can't see how He's so in love with us, and even if sometimes it even seems that the opposite might be true, like in times of tragedy, but Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim prophesied, he was a Novi, he was the Chochem Mikol Odom, and he told us no matter how far and deep we are in exile, no matter how far we've distanced ourselves from Hashem, Hashem still loves us. And not only that, despite the fact that we may think about ourselves, we still love Him. We're still locked in that embrace of love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and between Him to us and us to Him. And that's really the message of these days. So we have to realize that. And we have to focus on that. And we have to feel good about that relationship. We have to feel privileged about that relationship. The world has never been too favorable to the Jewish people. And Chazal tell us the reason is, Mi Sinai Yotzo Sino Le'olam. From Sinai is where, to play on the sin and the samach, that hatred to the Jew came from Sinai. Why? Because they're jealous. The Creator revealed to us the purpose for which He created us. The Creator revealed to us the program with which we should live in order to have the good life, to have the happy life, to be happy and fulfilled and successful in this world, and to be able to reap the benefits ultimately in the eternal world. So we have to take advantage of this time of year and refocus on that relationship. And as difficult as it may seem, and as challenging as it may be, but we have to rise above those challenges and just realize that that's the fact. The fact is Hashem loves us. The fact is we love Him. The fact is that despite the fact that we may not realize either of those loves, they're real. They're real. They're there. They're active. They're, you know, tell you a quick story. Rabbi Aryeh Levine used to, and his living in Yerushalayim, in his later years, this Rabbi Chaim Berlin, who was a Rav in Moscow, retired to Yerushalayim. He lived in Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Aryeh was very close with him, and he used to see that on Friday afternoon, he would say Shir HaShirim from a klaf, you know, from the scroll, and say Shir HaShirim. When he came to the posuk Einayich Yoinim, that Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, or the Chosn says to the Kala, that's the Moshul and the Nimshul, your eyes are like the eyes of a dove. He would cry every time. Einayich Yoinim, start to cry. And he finally asked him, what's going on over here? Why are you always crying? So he said that when I was a Rav in Moscow, once in the middle of the night, some guy comes banging on my door, not a religious person, you must come with me through the forest, wherever they had to go, to do a bris on my son. Fine. Now, those days it was very dangerous. If the government caught you, who knows, they'd send you to the gulag, I don't know what they would do to you. So he went and he did the bris. And then he asked him, he says, tell me, you're not a religious man. Why are you so committed to do this and even put your life, and my life too, in danger to perform this mitzvah? So he said to him, he says, I'm not religious. I don't think I ever will be. And my son, I doubt if he'll ever be religious either. But if he ever wants to come back, I want to make sure that he's part of the fold and he'll have it easy. He has a bris already. He's one of us. He'll be accepted. And Reb Chaim Berlin told Reb Aryeh that when the posuk Einayich Yoinim, your eyes are like the eyes of a dove, says Chazal say that the dove is the only bird when it leaves the nest and goes out searching for food, it always has the nest in sight. It never loses sight of the nest, so it should always be able to return. That's a Jew. No matter how far he drifts, he always is looking back to make sure he knows the way back. Okay, I knew this story, I heard this story. Somebody sitting in my office a year ago, I don't remember when it was, and a guy was not religious in the serious way, full of tattoos all over, and he was hot or something, he pulls up his sleeve, and I see Hebrew writing all over here. I asked him, what's that all about? He says, well, that's Mark Twain's essay on all things are mortal but the Jew. Everyone else fades, but he remains. What's the secret of his immortality? Here he is drifting with a permanence. When he makes it permanent in his skin, I'm out of here. And what does he write? All things are mortal but the Jew. Everybody else disappears, but he remains. He doesn't want to lose that connection. I told this story to someone, and they sent me a picture of somebody with tattoos on both arms. Tefillin on both arms. I guess Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. But like, guy, look what you're doing. You're so far. No. Another guy told me he met someone in Israel where he had a tattoo on his right arm. Oh no, it was tattooed all over, but the left arm was clean. So he asked me, he says, why? He says, when I start putting on tefillin again, I want to make sure there's no chatzitza. Mika amcha Yisrael. No matter how far we drift, no matter how far it seems that we're angry and we're confused and we're rebellious against Hashem, that love of Hashem is there. That einayich yoinim, we're always looking, I want to make sure I could find my way back. Hashem should help that we should take advantage of these days and strengthen ourselves in the realization of Hashem's chesed, Hashem's love for us, and the love that surprisingly, as it may seem, we have in our hearts for Him. Let it come forward. Let's begin to get in touch with it. Let it give us inspiration and strength, and we'll be amazed at how much more we will accomplish, and how much happier we will be, and how much better we will feel about ourselves, knowing that we have that connection with Hashem, and knowing that it inspires us to do everything that we can in order to fulfill the purpose for which Hashem put us in this world, which is we should earn the chesed that He desires, so much desires to give us. Should help that should be able to happen, and we should grow in these days and be able to see great results from all of our efforts.